On a day like today, in a week like this, I feel so grateful that we have one another. I honestly don't know how folks do it who live lives of isolation when such heartbreaking, difficult things happen. And of course, that can be fine for many people, but the human being does not have to live in isolation, and we can connect in community of love, courage, and hope. And so we're blessed to be here today with one another, mindful that we are connected to our brothers and sisters throughout the entire human family, the entire nation, the folks of Massachusetts, the folks of Texas, with that horrific explosion. Our hearts are broken again after that shocking set of bombings at the end of the Boston Marathon. And what I'm always so aware of in ministry is that grieving and shock happens in such unique ways for every person in different contexts. You can really never predict how the cycles of sadness, fear, anger, depression are going to happen. And so we honor that today. What we know is the violence on Monday in Boston comes in a context of too much violence in our country, which breaks our heart every single day. Over 30,000 deaths by gun violence every year in the United States of America. And the painful, brutal irony of the Senate voting to reject the background check legislation for gun owners this week couldn't hurt my heart anymore, as somebody who loves our country very deeply. I think most people know this, but I have to say, before I quote this, Mr. Rogers was a great spiritual leader to children. He was also a minister. And he said many times that his mother taught him a lesson that always benefited him, and he shared it with kids, and it's good for so many people. When bad things happen, don't focus entirely on the person or the people who did the bad thing. Focus mindfully on the people that are doing the good things to help afterwards. Focus on the people that are doing good things after to help. I think it's a very spiritually wise piece of advice. And this week we certainly saw so many images and experienced them ourselves. After the explosions, we know that at least hundreds of people went back towards the violence to help, putting themselves at more risk, doing anything they could to help others. Story after story after story of that in the heart of the city. Joan, Andrea, Perry, and I were at a conference in New York on Monday afternoon when the news broke. And they stopped what we were doing. We were in a very intensive two-hour session, and somebody came and asked for the podium and gave us the news of what had happened. And the leaders gave us such a gift of kindness and spiritual wisdom. They said, we're stopping what we're doing, and everybody take a moment to gather yourself, to do what you need to do. If you want to find a friend to talk, you can. If you want to sit in silence, we're in the sanctuary of a church at the time. And then we're going to come back together and have a Quaker meeting to just sit together in silence and listen to the Spirit and be with one another. So in the time as we moved to the Quaker meeting, some folks sat silently, some cried, some prayed. Some of us started hugging each other. Most of us did not know each other at all before the conference. So we're just hugging strangers, saying positive wishes. And I know, so that is where my heart went for our service today. I know many of you have good images and experiences in your brain and your heart from what's happened this week. And I think some sacred, safe silence together could be very good for us. So I invite us to that now. And in the Quaker tradition, if you know, If you feel called to get up and share a thought, you can. Because our room here is not very good for hearing impaired, I will invite you to come to the microphone and share and say your name if you wish. And we're going to take about 15 minutes to be together at this time.
I'm Hal Krieger. I was holding my brand new grandson when we got the news. So I was with my daughter and my brand new grandson, a very good place to be.
Is this on? I'm Linda Smith, and I feel very, very affected by what happened in Boston. First of all, I was there. My son lives in Cambridge, about four blocks from where the alleged bombers lived. And he and I had just been in the area where all of this happened before I left for home. And I heard the news on my way home and just felt devastated in a way that I'm sure happened because we had just been there and seen the happiness and the joy and the amazing energy that accompanied the event. And I guess I heard it when I was about halfway home. And of course, I was very concerned and continued to be concerned as they were on lockdown, as Cambridge was.
I'm Elaine Hills. My daughter, Dana, is just newly out of college and has a job in Boston and lives north of Boston. She has a good circle of friends up there, and one of her former roommates, Joanna, who lives in Cambridge, was with Dana a block away from the bombings when they occurred. Now, neither of these girls were physically hurt, but Dana's usually very stitched together, a very capable young lady, and she was pretty freaked out, and Joanna was too. They decided that they couldn't take the T, which is their subway, home, because they didn't know if it was safe. So they walked from the finish line for the Boston Marathon back to Cambridge and Joanna's apartment and stayed together. She had texted us, thank God for cell phones, that she was okay, but that she'd been there. And I sent her back a text that when they had the time, they should have hot tea together to get their electrolytes back, that she's probably in shock. Well, she was, and so was Joanna. But they got through that day. And this week, I learned a little bit more. I don't know if you know the cartoon Kathy that used to be in the Sunday papers. There was one particular one that really hit home. Kathy's mother was saying, I used to be a helicopter mom. But these days, and Kathy came to the door screaming, Mom! I'm a lifesaver mom. Well, this week I learned how to put helicopter momming a little bit more behind me and be more a lifesaver mom and wait for her to get back to us. The initial part of the week, she was just texting. By the end of the week, she called. When the lockdown came for Cambridge and all that area after Thursday night, which I spent up most of the night watching MSNBC, she and her current roommate, Molly, took off for Cape Cod to spend Friday night at Molly's parents' house among friendly people and away from Boston. And the rest of this weekend, Dana is with her cousin, Jonathan, and his family out in Amherst, just to have a little R&R away from all the tensions of Boston. I don't know if you saw any of the pictures that NPR had of Quincy Market with absolutely no human beings around it in the middle of the day on Friday, or, of all things, the Cambridge Dunkin' Donuts completely closed. This never happens. But it's been a shocking week. I'm glad we're through it. I'm glad they found the two suspects. I'm glad my daughter is in pretty good shape. If you mention this to her when she comes back some Sunday, which probably won't be for another half a year, she might get a little emotional even then, because this was pretty horrible. You know, she said, we were just rejoicing in all these healthy people doing such a wonderful thing, and then all of this destruction. Very hard.
When I was watching television, there were a lot of news reports about what happened in Boston. Louise told me her daughter Rebecca is fine, but still, I saw the scenes on the TV, and I can't see what the situation is. But Rebecca was lucky to be in good shape.
I'm Rick Rhodes, and these words are for my These words are for my best friend Dave, who grew up in Boston, went to Harvard, ran in 15 or 20 marathons, and he passed away about 2 years ago. He lived right over here on Green Street. And Dave, what I want you to know is, as unsettling as this week has been for me, and I think for many of us, we're coming together. We're gonna be all right. We know that life is a marathon, and we'll just keep running together. Love you, Dave.
Good morning. My name is Betty J. Hankins. I feel a great sorrow for the earthlings. We are earthlings. We are all brothers and sisters on this planet. I feel as much pain for the parents of those brothers and those young men who were in our society with us as long as they were. Yes, Boston was shut down, but somehow or other, those brothers were shut out. And I think what this is saying to us, particularly because we are Americans, and we have certain principles that make us a little unique, we have to reach out more and touch. We have neighbors on our streets. We don't even know their names. In every urban black community, every week, we have these countless random killings of young African-American males primarily. People are afraid for their children to go to school. They're afraid for them to sit on the steps. They're afraid for them to play in their community. That's going on right here in America every day. We who love, who care, who want to share, we must reach out and touch.
I feel like I have to say something positive, too, besides all the grief. We attended a naturalization ceremony this week with a friend. There were 38 different nationalities there, and they all stood up from all over the world, pledging allegiance to our country. The most moving part was the music and the people that we gently spoke to.
I often use our hymn book. The readings in the back often speak to me, so I was looking at the titles, and I found one, and I wondered if we could do it together. It's 521 in the back, selection 521. I think we have to look at what we're going to do for ourselves in this whole experience. So could we read the whole thing together? All right. The first, it starts, May I be no one's enemy, and may I be the friend of that which is eternal and abides. May I wish for every person's happiness and envy none. May I never rejoice in the ill fortune of one who has wronged me. May I, to the extent of my power, give needful help to all who are in want. May I never fail a friend. May I respect myself. May I always keep tame that which rages within me. May I accustom myself to be gentle and never be angry. May I know good people and follow in their footsteps.